This is 89.1 KMUW. Four black STEM leaders are being honored this month with life-size images on the Exploration Outdoor Display, a partnership with the Kansas African American Museum. Carla Eccles brings us today's Wichita Soundscape.
I'm proud that Exploration Place was willing to partner because we have a beautiful building. We realize it makes an amazing canvas. So let's highlight, let's inspire.
This shows innovation in terms of the field of STEM.
This was just an incredible honor and recognition.
Cheryl McAfee, she is not only a living legend, but a Wichitan, a fellow in the AIA, a second generation architect that is licensed in Dallas and has ties here to Wichita.
I decided literally in the second grade that I wanted to be an architect. I wanted to be like my dad. So I've just been constantly motivated. So I knew I had the talent, I knew I had the skill, but it was really about convincing the people around you that you deserve a chance.
My daughter is so talented. She has more education than I do. She has more experience now. She's doing bigger projects than I had, and she's better looking than I am.
I never thought I'd see anything like this ever in life.
Harold Miller is a Wichitan, born and raised here, and was the first air traffic controller in the Wichita Tower.
Nobody thought it was going to happen, but I knew that I had enough guts and grit to go ahead and make this thing happen.
When I see Mr. Miller's image, I think that he loved what he was doing.
And my wife, she really thinks it's nice. She calls me her movie star.
And Colonel George Boyd. We know that Colonel George Boyd not only was a Tuskegee Airman, but was a fighter pilot. And Dr. Donald Jackson, who was a veterinarian, was also a Tuskegee Airman, and both of them served our country. So this allows for us to celebrate what this looks like, to be able to inspire the next generation. And I think it brings notoriety to Wichita and to the state of Kansas and to what African Americans have done throughout the entire world.